Logistics 101, a 5-minute discussion surrounding the government's Logistics Hub initiative.
Welcome and thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. In this edition of Logistics 101, we continue our discussion with President of the MSME Alliance, Donovan Wignall, and Deputy CEO at the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, the JBDC, Harold Davis, who have been talking to us about the importance of the micro, small, and medium-sized enterprise, the MSME, and the sector's involvement in the development of the Jamaica Logistics Hub. Good to have you again with us, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
Now, Harold, on last week's program, you pointed out that the MSMEs are being prepared to take advantage of a logistics-centered economy. And JBDC is working to ensure that products and services are available to MSMEs. Talk to us a little bit more on that.
Our role is to make sure that the services, the products are available for our MSME sector to move them forward. Critical part of that is information. Our mobile business clinic initiative, for instance, that plans to traverse every single parish in this country, and the main aim of that initiative is to bring salient information to the MSMEs wherever they are. Yeah.
For the mobile business clinic, I know that you have been going all about, what has the feedback been like?
The feedback has been phenomenal, really. We have been to Westmoreland, we have been to Hanover, we have been to St. James, we have been to Mandeville and St. Elizabeth, and we're now heading to Clarendon. And really, in all, we would have seen over 2,000 businesses in those five parishes so far. We carry a number of the government's products and services with us when we go on the road. So it has been really very, very encouraging. And when we're doing the rest of the island, we expect it to just grow.
So Donovan, how do you feel to see that your members now are accessing valuable information under this move by the JBDC?
It is absolutely important, the work that the JBDC is doing for the coming Logistics Hub initiative and the logistics-centered economy. Our companies, our MSMEs, our SMEs, they have to become more astute business people. The MSME policy that has been put in place, these things form the fundamental pillar where MSMEs in Jamaica can grow. So along with the financing initiatives coming from the DBJ and the other training initiatives from organizations such as RTNTA, I think at the end of the day, a phenomenal amount of work has gone ahead, both from the ministry and from the various other attendant agencies, to really prepare the MSMEs to take advantage of what is to come in the Logistics Hub initiative. The MSMEs in Jamaica, I think, have benefited over the past 24 months from significant changes in legislation that would have enhanced the business environment.
That's what I was going to come to, because I'm thinking about the ease of doing business in Jamaica.
Absolutely. The figures speak for itself. The Doing Business report last year came out, and you saw where our business environment reported significant improvement. So as far as the future is concerned, as far as the logistics initiative is concerned, I think the stars are aligning. And I think at the end of the day, we would have seen Jamaica shifting to a new paradigm where business is concerned.
If I can pick up on that point, we are seeing a change in the type of entrepreneur. It's slow, but there's definitely a change in the mindset and the type of entrepreneur that's coming to the table asking for assistance. The type of entrepreneur that is coming to the table and are a more mature entrepreneur, a serious person's looking for serious opportunities. Our challenge at JBDC is to find the right way to bring the products and services of a JBDC, of our sister agencies, to them. So we are, for instance, developing a number of online products that are easily accessible, and that's part of what we're trying to do.
For the last word, make an appeal to the members of the sector now to prepare themselves so that they can reap the benefits of the initiative.
Well, it's go and get the training, learn about logistics, learn about what it offers, learn about new businesses, because where opportunity meets preparation, you will have success.
And Harold?
If we're participating in this economy, you have to be on board. You have to be on board as an entrepreneur. No longer, like I said, doing a thing. It's doing business and doing business at international standards, that when that opportunity gets to the table for partnerships, for appropriate linkages, for your contribution into this logistics-centered economy, you are ready, and you're ready to benefit, because there are serious benefits to be redone from this initiative.
That's it for this edition of Logistics 101. Join us again next time when we'll continue discussions on the government's Logistics Hub initiative.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.